This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. Welcome to this special session and welcome also to Sheikh Haytham Al-Haddad. And for those of you who might not know, Sheikh Haytham is one of the senior scholars here in the UK, mashallah. And he's one of the judges on the Islamic Council of Europe. Sheikh Haytham has a wealth of experience when it comes to dealing with and hearing the issues and knowing about the issues that face families in the modern age, I feel. So I think we could all really benefit from his insights. So Sheikh, without further ado, we'd like to begin this session. Sheikh, we're inviting you to please give us some of your advice for parents in the modern age.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. First of all, my dear brothers and sisters, welcome to you all, and may Allah Jalla wa ala reward our sister Fatima. Sister Fatima, mashallah, I know her for, I don't know how many years, Fatima now, okay, at least 15 years, and she is a person that I'm proud of, and I consider her as my own sister. May Allah Jalla wa ala be pleased with her. She's, mashallah, a model, a role model for many of our sisters, for our sisters. And mashallah, she is active in da'wah, but I have to say that she is looking after a family, after her husband, after her children, mashallah. Her son Yusuf is a hafiz, the second son is hafiz, and I think the third one is hafiz as well. So may Allah Jalla wa ala accept from her, and may Allah Jalla wa ala reward her for allowing me this opportunity to share a few ideas, a few points with you regarding raising our children at this time and age. Okay, the first point I would like to say that we need to realize that children is a big ni'mah from Allah Jalla wa ala. And that's why Allah Jalla wa ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً. We have sent prophets before you, and we made for them spouses, and we made for them dhurriyah. And we see that Allah Jalla wa ala, when Allah Jalla wa ala mentioned the story of Zakaria, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. And then he said, فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبُ وَاجْعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيًّا. He, Zakaria, Prophet Zakaria, he said, Ya Allah, give me an offspring, give me children, and they will inherit me. They will inherit my knowledge. They will, I will leave a legacy with them, and they will, of course, intercede for me on the day of resurrection if they become righteous people, righteous children. And subhanallah, I remember the statement of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that I'm a person who doesn't like to have, you know, women, okay, doesn't like to have sexual relationship with women, but I force myself to do that in order to have the children who will glorify Allah Jalla wa Ala. Yeah, glorify Allah Jalla wa Ala, and hence I will get the reward of what they have done. And we all know the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he says, تَزَوَّجُوا الْوَدُودِ الْوَلُودِ فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمْ الْأُمَّمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Marry the loving lady, the fertile lady that can bring children, many children, because I will be proud of your number. Boast in front of other prophets of your number. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to see a big ummah. And that's why it is, having children is one of the sunan of all prophets and the sunan of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And this is something that we need to take it seriously. My dear brothers and sisters, now it is very unfortunate. You see, the younger children, the younger generation, they don't want to have big families. And you can ask the children, you can ask your children, you can ask other children, okay, if they are married, how many children you would like to have? They will say maybe 1, 2. If they are not married, why don't you get married? Yeah, I'm not ready, etc. While the previous generation, they used to have so many children, okay? And having big number of children is a sign of power. My dear brothers and sisters, we know now that India overnumbered China in terms of the children. And as you know, that the Prime Minister of India, Modi, visited the United States just a few days ago, and they are dealing with India as a superpower. They dealt with him as the head of a super state, okay? And if his country was a small country, the population was a small, they wouldn't deal with him like this. And as you know, India is becoming a major political player globally because of the power that it has, and that power is an outcome of the population, the high population, 1.3 million or even more than that. Okay, so this is the first point. The second point, my dear brothers and sisters, which is a consequence of the first point, we need to look at the tarbiyah of our children as a ibadah, as an act of ibadah, my dear brothers and sisters. We should not be frustrated, bored. We should not lose patience. No, whatever happens, okay, while we are giving tarbiyah to our children, we should accept it wholeheartedly, because this is an action of ibadah, and we should be happy with it, my dear brothers and sisters. Okay, so this is a quick point, a second point. And see, with this point, I would like to say, once we talk about raising our children, we need to remember that we are doing it for the sake of Allah Jalla Ala. And as you know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, actions are judged by intention, and hence we should behave when we give tarbiyah to our children, as this matter is an ibadah. We need to get closer to Allah Jalla Ala when we deal with our children and give them tarbiyah. Now, the third point. Sister Fatima spoke to you before about setting a vision. Yeah. This is crucial for the success of the family. I would like to emphasize on one point, which is having a united vision between you and your spouse, my dear brothers, my dear sisters. And from my experience, if there is no unity in terms of the vision, this will be the most disastrous things that you have within your family. Okay. If your wife, for example, wants the children to be practicing people, you don't want that, the children will play on the differences between mom and dad, and they will not. They will choose whatever they like, and they will not be as practicing as you want. The father, for example, wants them to excel in education. Mom doesn't want that. Then they will suffer as a result of this. Make sure, my dear brothers and sisters, that you have a unified vision. Oh. And this means that husband and wife, mothers and fathers, mother and father, they need to sit together in order to discuss what is the vision for their family. And maybe, my dear brothers and sisters, they might need, one of them has to compromise. It won't work, okay? If there is a discrepancy, or if there is if there are huge differences between the vision of the mother and the vision of the father. Okay, another important point, my dear brothers and sisters. We need to ask ourselves what kind of children we need to produce or to have, sorry. Now, many people say, yes, we want practicing children, but okay, what kind of practicing children they want? Do they want them to be leaders? Do they want to do they want them to be just average people? Many brothers and sisters, they like to see their children well disciplined, okay? And as a result of this, they want their children to be the yes man people. They don't want, many parents are annoyed of the annoying children. They don't want their children to be annoying children. They don't want their children to say no to them. They don't want their children to oppose them. They don't want their children to have their own views. And this is a big problem. I am emphasizing on this point, my dear brothers and sisters, because I see many of our community, unfortunately, they praise those children who are well-disciplined. And I always use this statement that if you tell them, sit down here, they will sit for 1 hour doing nothing. And then we say, oh, these are the best children. They listen to their parents and they are well-disciplined. Nope. Be careful, my dear brothers and sisters. This is not the best children you want to raise. I know that raising leaders is not an easy job. Okay, it is difficult. However, yeah, at the end of the day, it works better for the Muslim Ummah, for the community, and for the parents. And there was a study that was released maybe 8 years ago. They said that they found that children who are not only confident, but who are maybe a little bit naughty and they oppose their parents are the most difficult children to be brainwashed or groomed, especially online. But the yes sir children, they are the easiest to be groomed. Okay. Now, let me mention the final point, and I know that, okay, I want to leave time for your questions. Many parents are worried about, you know, the new trends in our society. For example, the LGBTQ plus whatever. Many of the parents are worried about the dean of their children, whether they are confident or they feel inferior in front of others. And these are true worries. But believe me, my dear brothers and sisters, if you raise your children where your children have direct connection with Allah Jalla Ala by their hearts, they love Allah. Okay? Along with loving Allah, they fear Allah. Yeah? Okay? These two important points. Later on, they should glorify Allah Jalla Ala. This is the third point. The other point, my dear brothers and sisters, they should look at Islam as the greatest way of life. They should not, okay, raise them in a way that they are confident of Islam and Islam is the best way for mankind. Now and 50 years ago, 500 years ago, and so on. Allah Jalla Ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِي أَقْوَمْ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. Okay, I would like to just mention one point here. Many parents, they would like to raise their children as they say, civilized children, and they respect everyone. And that, we need to qualify that. There is a difference between respect and maybe abide by the law. Yes, maybe raise your children that generally speaking, I'm not saying to the letter even, generally speaking, they should not break the law, otherwise they will get themselves into troubles. However, it doesn't mean that they should not be raised in a way to challenge the law or to aim to change the law, okay? To feel confident of who they are and to challenge other ideas and other concepts. That is not respect, okay? Respect is that, okay, you respect different ideologies, different styles of life, and this respect after some time will make the person inferior to other cultures, religions, styles of life. And respect is not what is needed, okay? All what you need is to that you don't break the law. You can challenge the law. You can challenge other ideas. So there is a fine line between both. My dear brothers and sisters, make sure that you raise up your children with this kind of confidence that they are able to challenge the law, to challenge the system, to challenge even other ideologies, okay? And that can be done within the boundaries of law. Believe me, that will protect them from many ideologies, many lifestyles that we are worried about. Okay, so these are just very quick points, and I'm sure Sister Fatima has covered many of those points. Jazakumullah khairan. We leave the space now for your questions.
Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh, for those very thought-provoking points. So rough, yeah. My biggest dreams to see you.